This call is being recorded.
So welcome, everybody. Thank you for being on the call with me this evening, and thank you for taking on your own health responsibly and with a passion and a purpose. I really appreciate that. I want to, first of all, make a few announcements. And first of all, the announcement I want to share with you is that Nature Sunshine is bringing a speaker to Kelowna, Vancouver, Calgary, St. Albert, Winnipeg. Her name is Cindy Clement. She is a nutritionist, and she is a professor at a university with lots of knowledge. And the topic of discussion is the new products, the new methyl vitamin B12 and folate, and the new liquid B12. And we have some new essential oils authentic oils that she'll be talking about, which were recently introduced at the convention. So November the 8th is Wednesday, and that's in Kelowna, and that's at the Ramada Inn, and 6:30, and it's a free event. There's no cost or fee to this, and 6:30 is the smoothie bar, so that we can start promptly on time. November the 9th is in Calgary, for those people who are in the Calgary area and know people there. And November 10th is in Vancouver, in Metro Town Burnaby, at the Holiday Inn Express, again, at 6:30. So please register for these events. There's no fee, and there are smoothies and draws, and a big draw if you bring people. And so I want to leave that with you. Okay, I want to start off by sharing with you quite an appalling kind of piece of information. And then this is a study that I've recently came across. And then I want to move into the whole principle of body temperature, which is critical. And I got some new ideas that I'm going to share with you from Sylvia Rogers, detoxification baths, and so on, that I want to share with you. And then I'm going to move into the five pillars, defining cancer in terms of five pillars, which are injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. So recently I was reading Dr. Mercola, and they have done a study that analyzed 1,200 urine samples. And so this is a research project, and this is what they discovered, that 76% of the people tested have levels of glyphosate in their system. Men typically have higher levels than women. And people who eat organic food on a regular basis had 80% lower levels of glyphosate than those who rarely ate organics. And here's the really cool, interesting part. People who ate 5 or more servings of vegetables per day had glyphosate levels that were 50% lower than those who didn't eat those vegetables. And this is where Nature Sunshine Green Zone comes in. So if you put Green Zone into your smoothie, there is your 5 or more servings of vegetables. That will take out the glyphosate for you. Yahoo for that. So I wanted to share that with you. And of course, we really emphasize stopping the consuming of grains, legumes, and beans. I want to now move into discussing your core body temperature, which I think is significant. Your healthy core body temperature is 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees Celsius. That's the body temperature at which all chemical reactions during the process of oxidation takes place. And oxidation process is what happens when the stem cells make new healthy cells for you. At optimal body temperature, the blood is circulating at optimal levels. The energy and nutrients are moving to all the organs and glands of your body. And from one of the doctors that I was reading, he emphasized that low body temperature results in the following problems: hypothyroidism, which means low heart rate, slow movements, mental sluggishness, weight gain, high blood calcium, rapid blood clotting. Low body temperature results in pituitary insufficiency, which means sluggish mentality, lack of hair growth, increased urination. Low body temperature resulted in gonadal insufficiency, which meant irregular menses, obesity, immature mammary glands. It resulted in adrenal sufficiency, which meant that the cholesterol in the body was too low and the blood pressure is too low. Low body temperature is related to hypoglycemia, and that impairs oxidative metabolism. It resulted in cirrhosis of the liver, in pancreatitis, in central nervous system abnormalities, and in metabolic toxicity. And then I also read Dr. Jernigan, who said, cold chronic illnesses are such as fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, cancer, Lyme disease, multiple sclerosis, diabetes, arthritis, arteriosclerosis, heart disease. So we see that in each of these situations, the body has become progressively colder with some very predictable problems and also increased levels of viruses. Viruses grow in low body temperature. Bacteria grows in low body temperature. Fungus grows in low body temperature. Cancer is a fungal infection that grows in low body temperature. Cancer cannot grow in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees or 37 degrees Celsius. That is so very interesting. So we need to know how to raise that body temperature. So I'm going to give you some ideas. This is something I do every single morning. Natural bristle dry skin brushing. This knocks off the dead skin and the rancid oils so that your pores are opened and your body can detoxify the 2.5 pounds of waste acids that should be eliminated through the skin every single day. Dry skin brushing helps restore proper lymph fluid flow. As you brush your limbs and torso, you brush them always stroking up towards the heart, which is where the lymph fluid empties into the bloodstream. This is, again, an inexpensive way to increase circulation of your blood and increase circulation of your lymphatic fluids. Number two, a detoxification bath. And I got this one from Sylvia Rogers. It says, into your hot bath, add 3 quarts of hydrogen peroxide, 2 cups of kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon of Nature Sunshine's authentic oil blend called Core. And as you soak there for 20 minutes, drink water and chlorophyll, lots of it. And she said this particular detoxification bath also takes out toxic radiation. Number three, a mustard foot bath. A mustard foot soak is used as a relief from general aches and pains, toxic headaches, and overall toxic conditions. It increases blood and lymph circulation, as well as it gives you an overall sense of well-being. To get further results out of your mustard foot bath, you can also soak your hands in it. So I want to give you the recipe. Now, this recipe is a dry recipe, and its ingredients that helps you, or its ingredients that will make 4 mustard foot baths for you. So here it is. 1 cup of baking soda, 1/4 cup of mustard powder, 1 capsule of capsicum, 6 drops of peppermint oil, 6 drops of Thai Fu oil, and 6 drops of eucalyptus essential oil. And you soak your feet in this bath water for 20 minutes to get the best results. Number 4, cleanse the blood. The oral chelation tablet that Nature Sunshine offers is called MC. It takes out heavy toxic metals like lead, mercury, iron, calcium. Then you could take Flax Hall Lignans, which takes out of your bloodstream xenoestrogens, toxic estrogens that are known to feed cancer. And we use on an empty stomach protease plus enzymes, which gets into the bloodstream and digests foreign proteins and undigested food particles that get there because of leaky gut. And on an empty stomach, we use colostrum, which takes out toxic lectins that are found in present-day grains. And number 5, have a fire smoothie. And in your fire smoothie, you put in some mineral chi tonic, arginine plus, green zone, and a pinch of capsicum. Then you just add water and ice. Number 6. This is a new one I want to introduce to you. Nature Sunshine has a product called Ultratherm, and it's got green coffee bean extract. Green coffee bean extract is known to cleanse the liver and to move the blood, so that this formula, Ultratherm, increases blood circulation and body temperature very quickly and very effectively. I wanted to leave that with you. I want to now move into defining what cancer is. If we know what cancer is, then we can overcome cancer if we've been diagnosed with it. Because in my world, there is no such thing as cancer. There is only a nutritional deficiency, a toxic overload, and there is mental, emotional stress. So if we understand cancer in that simplicity, then we can overcome it or we can prevent it from happening in our body. Cancer, what is it? It's an out-of-control mutated cell growth that happens when there is an injury and the repair of that injury is not made due to a deficiency of oxygen and nutrition. And the cell walls in that toxic injured area becomes mutated by fungal infection when the oxygen levels drop to below 35%. Let's take it apart. For cancer to occur, there's number 1, an injury. One thing we must know, that in the work that we do, cells follow laws of nature, which means they don't randomly replicate. They replicate for a very specific reason, and that is to repair the injury. Cells only divide when there is an injury, and they divide to repair that injury. So for cancer to occur, there's number 2, a nutritional deficiency. The stem cells need nutrients in order to make healthy cells for you. Number 3, there is an oxygen deficiency. Without oxygen, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication simply can't happen. Number 4, for cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area. So much toxicity that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out that toxic debris that's causing the inflammation. And number 5, for cancer to occur, there is an infection. There is so much toxic debris accumulated in that injured area. And when the oxygen levels drop to below 35%, then fungal infection takes place. So when the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of fat cells, the end result is obesity. So the program that I'm going to discuss here is not just for cancer. It is also for Parkinson's disease, for MS, for infertility, for obesity, and probably for other disease conditions that are not mentioned here. Now, we need to know all about injury. Cancer starts from an injury. That was even well known way back there in 1903 when Dr. Ziegler, who was a medical doctor teaching medical school in university, he was actually the author of a medical textbook of general pathology, and in that book he purposely stated that the causes of tumor formation may be a single injury, a blow, crushing, fracture, as well as repeated mechanical irritation such as rubbing and scratches. And we start to see, so injuries can be physical injuries, could be a fall, an accident, a blow. What else causes injury? Think about mammograms causing injury to the breast tissue. Root canals can cause injury to the teeth, to the gums. Infected teeth cause injury. Biopsies, surgeries, exploratory surgeries, radiation burns, sunburns, chemotherapy, a rupturing of an infected organ, such as an appendix. Kidney stones can injure inner urethras. Gallstones can injure the bile ducts. A trapped blood clot, if it is not cleaned out effectively by the lymphatic system, can lead to a cancerous growth. Hepatitis can cause injury to the liver. Antibiotics cause leaky gut syndrome and cause injury to the entire intestinal tract. False estrogens, which are produced by candida overload, can weaken internal membrane walls. Processed fats weaken cell integrity and cause internal injuries. Pollutants, such as tobacco smoke, chemicals can damage inner lung tissues. Chemicals found in all kinds of food preservatives can cause injury to vulnerable inherent organs or glands internally. Toxic heavy metals found in fillings of all teeth and found in all vaccinations can cause injury to vulnerable tissues inside. Sugar robs minerals from your teeth and bones and your internal organs, thereby causing injury. H. pylori bacteria in the stomach can cause ulcers and injuries that could lead to cancer. Vaccinations and flu shots are extremely toxic and can lead to cancer. This was documented by Dr. Bernice Eddy in 1957. She injected hamsters with polio vaccines, and she witnessed that many of these hamsters got tumors and cancers of various kinds. Injuries come from a nutritional deficiency. This is what Dr. Linus Pauling, the father of vitamin C, said, quote, "You can trace every disease ailment to a mineral deficiency," end of quote. it has been agriculturally proven that today, meaning 1991, you would have to eat 10 tomatoes to give you the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. Now it's 2017. I think it's even 10 times worse. Genetically engineered foods lack nutrition and cause injuries. Glyphosates cause injuries to vulnerable, weak organs. There are toxic anti-nutrients found in all present-day grains and legumes called lectins, and they cause leaky gut injuries, which leads to inflammations. There are also anti-nutrients called gliadins that were purposely put into wheat about 50 years ago to make the cells, and these gliadins make the cells less breathable and lead to injury. This is well documented by Dr. Davis. Phytates are anti-nutrients found in all grains, have been known scientifically to deplete vitamin D levels. Vitamin D is much needed for bone growth and for the immune system. Today we eat hydrogenated oils, thereby causing an omega-3 deficiency. Omega-3 deficiencies cause injury to the cell walls. A study was done once on a breed of cats that had cancer. And this breed of cats were fed high amounts of omega-3 fatty acids and iron. The result was the omega-3s shrank the tumors to nothing because the cancer cells were exploding from rapid oxidation. Present-day agricultural practices have depleted and interfered with our plants in terms of essential minerals, and we get injuries from a mineral deficiency. Dr. Alexis Carroll, he was able to keep chicken heart cells alive for 34 years in a test tube simply by feeding the heart cells with a mineral-rich clean water solution every 48 hours. In the book Pasture versus Bichamp, Bichamp stated that if there is even a deficiency of one mineral, then morbid waste matter starts to accumulate. The air we breathe is often bombarded with many chemical pollutants. The water we drink is bombarded with residues of various drugs, birth control pills, antibiotics, vaccinations, heavy metals. Birth control pills, I've mentioned that one, that can get into our water system. Dr. Hamer said injury comes from strong emotions. Those negative, strong emotions cause an overload of acids that eat away at membranes internally. Let's now look at what happens when there is an injury. Whenever there is an injury, the brain sends a message to the injured area called current of injury. That message sets up an ionic field, which is like an electromagnetic field that triggers the stem cells into action. And the stem cells now initiate the process of cell replication for the purpose of repairing that injury. Now, in order for the stem cells to replicate healthy cells, they require certain fundamental building blocks. And I, from my reading, I found out there's about 56 of them, and we all know what they are. Minerals, vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids, oxygen, and so on. If all of these building blocks are present in abundance, the stem cells are happy. They can then use these building blocks and replicate healthy cells and repair that injury. At the point that the injury is repaired, the process of cell replication stops. The stem cells go to rest, and the current of injury stops. But imagine what happens If one of these building blocks is missing, if minerals are missing, we can see that healthy cell replication cannot take place. And that current of injury from the brain to that injured area continues. And so one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury by feeding our stem cells with plenty of essential nutrients and minerals. I want to now talk about inflammation and elimination. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. We know that candida grows a tendril root structure that pokes holes in the gut membrane. We know that toxic heavy metals also causes leaky gut. Antibiotics cause leaky gut. Lectins from grains cause leaky gut. And all of these things, the candida, the heavy metals, antibiotics, lectins, then escape into the bloodstream. Now that there are holes in the gut, then food and meat and proteins, before they are fully digested, they start escaping into the bloodstream. So now you have all of these unwanted residues of toxic debris and undigested food particles. That puts a heavy, stressful impact on the walls of the capillaries through which the blood flows. Such a weight causes the tiny holes in the capillary walls to dilate, thereby allowing the escape of these toxic lectins, candida, undigested food particles, heavy metals, and so on, to accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. The next thing that happens is that the blood plasma proteins that are needed for the transport of oxygen and nutrients to the cells and tissues, they then start moving through the holes in the capillary walls, and they attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now we have a swelling, which is the first process of inflammation, which is trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and all of these toxins. That's not even a problem if we have a healthy lymphatic system. That lymphatic system takes the trapped blood plasma proteins and dumps them back to the bloodstream via the subclavicle valves near the neck area. And the salty, watery lymph fluid will take the excess sodium, toxins, and neutralize a lot of them and dump them out through our natural elimination channels. That's the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. But imagine what happens when that lymphatic system becomes overloaded by that toxic debris that we're putting into our bodies from drugs, acids from emotions and stress, heavy metals from teeth, mercury fillings in teeth, vaccinations, flu shots, toxic chemicals, free radicals. Pretty soon, that poor lymphatic system is overloaded. It begins to malfunction. And so now you have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and toxins, and over a period of time, this becomes stagnant and leads to chronic inflammation, where now essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that toxic area. And it was Dr. Otto Warburg, a Nobel Prize winner in 1931, who discovered when the oxygen levels to the injured areas drop to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer take place. If there is now an adequate amount of sugar within that injured area, then oxidation flips into sugar feeds fermentation, and the fermentation process produces ammonia and acid. So now you have a perfect breeding ground in that toxic inflamed area that has oxygen. You have a perfect breeding ground for microbes, yeast, parasites, and fungus to take place. When the fungal DNA integrates into that stem cell line during the process of cell replication, it genetically defects the cells as they replicate. Or we can say it mutates the cells as they replicate. So one thing that we need to discover here, it's that we are not born with a gene that will give you cancer at some point in your life. We need to know that so we don't line up, us girls, women, we don't line up to get our healthy breasts cut off because we are told there is a gene that will give you breast cancer sometimes in the future. We absolutely need to understand this process. In a situation where there is an accumulation of toxic debris so that oxygen can no longer move to that injured area, it drops to below 35%. That's when fungus takes over and it integrates into the stem cell line and replicates a genetic mutated cell for you. So we discover that we now have a continuous replication of fungal mutated cells that cannot repair the injury, and that current of injury will then continue with the continuous replication of mutated cells, which we call cancer. And if we understand that cancer is an out-of-control growth that happens to repair an injury, and that repair of that injury is not happening due to a nutritional and oxygen deficiency, and a fungal infection takes place when there is enough sugar, then if we know that, then we can prevent cancer from happening, or we can absolutely reverse the whole cancer process if we're diagnosed with it. So what do? We stop feeding the cancer. We eliminate sugars, starches, yeast products, grains, legumes, potatoes, alcohol, fruit juice. We eliminate those kind of things. The next thing we want to do is repair the injury. This is where we eat those fire foods, if I can call it that. Red meat is a fire food. It raises body temperature. So we eat grass-fed meats, fish, eggs, lamb, buffalo. We eat all kinds of vegetables. We can have walnuts and almonds and all kinds of seeds and berries. But even if you're eating the right foods, one thing we need to know is that grocery store-bought food today lacks nutrients and minerals. So we need to resort to superfoods from Nature Sunshine. It's like set aside a portion of your grocery money and buy superfoods from Nature Sunshine, so that you can make an awesome tasting smoothie, a Fire Smoothie with Chinese Mineral Qi Tonic for all the missing trace minerals and tonic herbs for your adrenals, pituitary, and thyroid. See how that increases metabolism. And the color is red. We take Flax Hall Lignans. The color is yellow, which helps with the whole digestive system, and it also binds toxic xenoestrogens that the candida is producing. And for the color white, we use Colitrim Plus, which is bioavailable amino acids and freeze-dried aloe vera juice. And it helps to heal, to mend the inner skin, the intestinal tract, and the entire vascular system. Then for the color blue, we add water, and we can add Zambrosa. We can add some berries. Those are high antioxidants, meaning it keeps the oxygen levels up. And we can add Green Zone or chlorophyll for the color green to take out those toxic glyphosates or to take out toxic heavy metals. And then we add Solstic Energy and some water and ice. And this smoothie replaces the need to do any kind of juicing. As you know, grocery store bought vegetables and fruits don't have enough nutrients. And most juices are too sweet because people are using apples and carrots and beets. It's critical to have a high dense superfood smoothie so your stem cells can repair healthy cells for you so we can stop that current of injury. Then we take some super omega-3 to make the cells pliable so oxygen can readily move in, toxins can readily move out. And we add extra vitamin D3. As you know, those anti-nutrients found in phytates deplete vitamin D3. So we want to add extra vitamin D3. The next thing we want to do is address inflammation. This is when you need to discover where the poisons that cause the inflammation are coming from. And oftentimes, I recommend that you have a consultation with me, Donna Roth. And if you go to my website, www.donnaroth. You can discover the information in regards to consultations, or you can do the TAFI program. It's critical to stop putting poisons into your body that will lower your body temperature. And it's critical that we address the inflammation. So this is where Flax Hall Lignans comes in to bind toxic xenoestrogens. We take colostrum on an empty stomach to bind toxic lectins. We take Protease Plus enzymes on an empty stomach to digest those undigested protein particles, undigested food particles that are found in the bloodstream. We take the herbal combination cat's claw, which is known to open up the lymphatic system so that all of these poisons, these toxins, can drain out through the natural elimination channels. The next thing we want to do is activate the elimination channels. This is where we can use body detox, which is a capsulated herbal combination that helps kidneys, bowels, and liver to detoxify that toxic debris internally. If there are problems with the bowels, we want to increase bowel activity. I love the combination from Nature Sunshine called LBS2. We want to give our entire intestinal tract to psyllium hulls, which is a fiber, and it's also prebiotic. So your probiotics can continue to grow for you. And we want to address the cancer infection. This is where we use antifungal herbs. Cancer is a fungal infection. One of the most powerful antifungal herbs that we have from Nature Sunshine is pawpaw, spelled P-A-W, P-A-W. It comes from eastern United States. And it is the twigs and the leaves of the pawpaw tree that are specifically picked in May. And this is all pulverized. And there is a method that extracts the active ingredient from the pawpaw leaves and twigs. That active ingredient is called acetogenins. And Dr. McLaughlin did over 20 years of research on pawpaw. And he found pawpaw to be almost a million times stronger than adriamycin chemotherapy. So I want us to understand that 20 years of research and 1 million times stronger. This is significant. Dr. McLaughlin also warned us. He said, the American pawpaw is not the same as Brazilian pawpaw or the same as graviola, because he said this Brazilian pawpaw or graviola has a different molecular structure and it does not work the same as the American pawpaw. So what does the pawpaw do? It inhibits sugar from feeding the cancer cells. It cuts off the growth of those tiny blood vessels that the tumors grow in order to search out the sugar. It cuts them off, inhibits that growth. And pawpaw is known to clean out fungal cells, and it gets right into the cancer cells and causes cancer cell apoptosis or cancer cell death. And finally, we want to increase stem cell production. How cool is this to understand that there's actually a plant that increases stem cells, and that plant is called astragalus. Nature Sunshine has it in capsules, so you might take added astragalus. But there's bits of it found in cat's claw combination and a little bit of astragalus found in mineral chi tonic. Dr. Becker also did a lot of research to prove that silver also increases stem cell production in the bloodstream if there's a healthy bloodstream. I want to say also there are many people who have pursued this particular program, addressing injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation, and they have been able to overcome cancers, multiple sclerosis, heart disease, diabetes. And in my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury Manual, there are about 60 success stories or 60 testimonials of people who have used this program very successfully to overcome cancer. This book has now sold over 5,000 copies. Everyone needs to have this book. If you are interested in purchasing my book, you can go to my website, www.donnaroth.com, and there is a section of that website that leads you to the purchase of my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. So with this, I am going to turn the recording off and we'll open it up to question and answer. Just give me a second.